FM and 1700 The Champ, a Cumulus Media station, broadcasting from the now hiringiowa.com studios. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott back in here with you.
On a
crazy day. It's going to be an interesting day. It's going to be an interesting night. It'll be an interesting morning. We'll see what happens. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ, and the website 1700thechamp.com. When I get home tonight, I will upload these past two shows, and then I will upload Thursday and Fridays on Friday.
Cool.
Kind of doing two at a time is a little bit easier since I got to pull everything out. So it makes it a little bit more fun to do. Before I do sponsors, got to throw a quick shout out today. Two quick shout outs.
Fire away.
It sounds like Nana, who we love. Love you, Nana.
Love you, Nana.
I think she might get to come home today, so that's pretty exciting.
Good.
Once again, Susie's in town. That was nice. Susie, Kathy, Jen, and I were kind of sitting upstairs talking last night. Haven't sat down and talked with those three for a long time. So, and the other one is we want to throw some love out to Mr. Jimmy Fetters, who's having hip surgery today.
Look at that. Bottom of my
notes. Do you have him down there too? See, Jimmy, we got your back, brother.
Good job.
He is so he was getting ready to have, it was a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know what happened, but they got it was moved. He's miserable, can't get around hardly at all, and wants to golf so bad. That's all we talked about. He called me the other day. Did I tell you that story? It was Friday,
right?
And I'm going through the quarterbacks and you know why I'm picking what. And I said Brock Purdy in AFC.
And he immediately corrected you.
Really funny thing is before he could correct it.
You corrected yourself?
Well, yeah, because there's a delay. And then after he heard me correct it, and he heard me say, man, Jimmy's got my back. He had me today early. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, buddy, you can call me whenever you want. Well, he called me when I got home to apologize again. I'm like, dude, seriously, you should see how many texts we get telling us what we say wrong.
There's a lot of people correcting what we try to.
So
throw off as a show.
And that was one of the things. He goes, the thing I'm looking forward to the most is getting to go golfing with you. And I'm like, that makes me happy. So hopefully he gets
history
better.
Of Jimmy. You guys were baseball coaches together,
yes.
Correct?
Yes. Little League.
Little League, Grandview.
Yes.
Okay.
So
he's got to put some context.
Grandview against the world, baby.
Grandview against the world.
Yes. And TJ and Zach, same age, really good friends. Just a really good friend group. That was kind of our older friend group. That was the friend group that was with us when my mom passed away and we were taking care of Poppy, my dad. So really special group. And it's always good to see them and talk to them. Okay, so sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. I'll save you today. You don't have to read the first one this hour. I mean, this segment. We'll save it to the next segment.
Okay, cool.
For some reason, so tonight you have Northern Iowa, Illinois State. The most important thing, so like Hawkeye Huddle and you and I Panther basketball, the coolest thing for us is Steve comes in here and has to do the board. So we get to talk to Steve.
Steve,
we start yelling. We start doing like, oh my gosh, what was the name of that? Was it called the Warriors? Come out and play.
Yes, it was.
That's a long time ago.
70s.
I'm old.
Yes.
That's what we start doing to Steve, like the last segment, trying to get him to come in here. But he won't come in.
No.
So you have plate. Northern Iowa, Illinois State tonight, 6:30 pregame. Northern Iowa, Illinois, Chicago at 12:30. Chiefs, Jags at 3:30. And on both my sheets, I have somebody crossed out Giants and Eagles. So I'm thinking that maybe – because we were joining in progress, NFL or Westwood One might have said, you can't join in progress. So
I can see that.
I'm thinking that one may not. It may be, but I didn't cross it out. So then Sundays you're going to get Bengals and the Bills and Cowboys, 49ers. We'll talk about those games. See if we can remember what we said yesterday and continue to talk through the game's coming up this week.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I've got notes. We can do this.
Look at my notes. I mean,
God forbid.
Don't do that. all right. What else do we got? I think that covers all. Okay. Top story has to be.
What'd you do last night?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun watching that game, and it was so. Okay, I do have to do one thing, and not that I there's nobody in the world that loves my wife more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
She called in the show, and she goes, "It's Taco Tuesday." Okay, my Taco Tuesday in my brain is I'm getting tasty tacos. No. I'm getting tasty tacos.
That's not the original tasty tacos.
No, I got
Taco Tuesday.
I got what? See, there goes my microphone again.
Well, you just hit it. What? When did she call? I didn't know there was
no,
tacos.
No, she texted me.
Oh, I was going to say, I didn't know there was tacos
on
the board
tacos,
yesterday.
I got tacos, but it was, I don't even know. I don't even know what taco place it came. Taco John's. I got a six-pack and a pound. And when I ate it, it felt like I had a six-pack and a pound. Oh, my goodness. But it was good. I mean, that's the first time I've had that in, I can't even imagine. It was really good.
I can't say that I've had tasty tacos. I can't say that. We
love tasty tacos.
Where I live, we get from Fiesta to.
You have tasty tacos right by you.
Though. No. Well, that's close.
It's
Southeast 14th. Southeast 14th.
Oh, it is Southeast 14th.
But no, there's, what's it called? Fiesta.
Yeah,
Fiesta has one over on Grand and Railroad, and they've got one down in the old Ramada building down by the airport. They are yummy.
Not to get off topic, but we have one of those.
You and I never.
So when I go to the old house on John Patterson, mm-hmm. and I go by the old Kmart and come down, and, mm-hmm. and so you're on Easton and before Guthrie and 29th Street.
Right.
And right there on the corner, there's a Mexican place there, and I think it's called Fiesta 2. But you have to, like, double knock and have secret stuff because it's closed all the time. And then one time you'll drive by and there's a whole bunch of people in there.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out how to get on that.
On that list.
When it's open, because we actually fell into it one time and went there, and it was amazing.
Right,
but we're
they're
not
the ones
this,
that have margarita painted on the front window, don't they?
Yes. And we're not in the secret club, and I need to find out how to get into the secret club because that's important. But
dinero.
So, yeah. So we were watching the game, and I'm having tasty tacos. DJ sitting up on my lap, and I mean we're. The one thing you didn't want to see happen. We're down, and Tyrese Hunter has 10 points.
Right.
And who knew that Tyrese Hunter was not going to score again?
Yes.
The defense that we played last night, I don't even know how to describe it.
Who's your spark? Who was your spark? Was it Asun? Pronunciation.
Asun. Asun.
You know what? I'm just going to go Asunia.
Asunia. Yes. I would have given him the offensive player of the game, and I would give Gabe Kauscher the defensive player of the game.
Right.
And I don't think Gabe Kauscher has a problem with Tyrese Hunter. He let other people do that. Gabe Kauscher has an issue with Marcus Carr because, man, did they not get along, and, man, were they negative.
But
and
boy,
did he get outplayed.
I also think that the Big Rob Energy
cannot play when they don't have a big.
Right, but he did his job.
Oh, yeah.
He went in
and knocked down a couple of people.
I think he broke Hunter's spirit, Tyrese Hunter.
Yeah.
With that wham, and where's the call? No call.
No
keep
call.
Playing.
Keep, yeah.
So it was
that was a
it was interesting.
I want to say that it was a weirdly called game, but I think it was a fairly called game, and
it was evenly called.
Yes,
and they let them play a lot.
They did let them play.
It was very physical. There was bodies. My wife looked at me and said, "Why are there? There's a lot of people on the floor in this."
The most egregious one, and the one that's kind of been up on social media all day, is that rebound and Caleb Grill. I mean, he undercut him and knocked him out of bounds.
Yes,
and look and kind of went, and they didn't call a foul. And he's like, took off running down the floor.
Yes,
the best one of all, and another Caleb Grill one. And I'm not saying he started out the game 0-for-6 and ended up with 17 points, so he would be right there as well.
Right.
And Taman Lipsy had a great game, except for a couple of bad turnovers that really didn't cost anything. Caleb Grill hits a three and comes running down the court or to their bench and say, "You better call a timeout." For Caleb Grill.
Somebody's got some swagger and some testing.
First social media came out.
Yeah.
Who knew that Caleb Grill was going to be our Dennis Rodman?
Exactly. To be the trash talker.
I'm
exactly.
loving it.
Well, it's the haircut. Next thing, there's going to be a piercing. Trust me.
And we've said a lot on this show. And I probably need to – I know one coach is A.J. Green's dad, but I don't know his first name. And I'm going to look them up. When they were talking about coaching and the people that called the game, and I'll talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. Not so much, but ESPN Plus. They stopped saying TJ and said the three. It is a three-headed coaching monster, and they all have their little things that they do.
Yes,
and they do them well, and they're connected. They got a good thing going, and it's a ton of fun. But I don't want to.
I did love this about the announcing crew when Caleb Grill. I mean, I swear to God, he touched the heavens when he went up for that rebound. But he also made himself a boomerang backwards and came down that, well, I think he's got a back spasm. No, dude just tweaked himself something fierce. Yeah.
And they're over there spraying and rubbing because he's like, I am not sitting out here, folks.
No,
that's not happening.
He had to wake up a little stiff this morning.
But
I'm sure the adrenaline is still pumping through. So was it, okay, the game you watched, was it the game you hoped for, or was it the game you were excited that actually played out?
Here's the other thing that I need to say as well is and I don't know the coach's name, and I apologize for that, but it's Texas, and I don't care. But I do care. I don't know what his name is, but he took over for Chris Beard because Chris Beard is a horrible human being.
Yes.
And he's done a great job. That can't be easy. I mean, he didn't recruit these kids. Chris Beard did. And Chris Beard is an ogre. I mean, I always thought he was, it's all me and I'm an ogre, and I don't think he'd be fun to coach with. But he also doesn't give you a lot of responsibility. He came in, coached a great game, got a little upset about the Iowa State players doing the horns down sign. Wake up, dude. You think it's bad in Ames, Iowa? Wait till you go to LSU and Alabama.
I think they teach the kids that in Gilbert. I'm not sure. I mean, it's all over.
It's something you do.
Exactly.
You have to do it.
It's part of it. If you don't like it, win.
Yeah. You just have to grin and bear it. And I think he was a little upset. I truly believe that Texas thought they were going to come in and it was not going to be that hard of a game.
I think they really thought Tyrese Hunter was going to do what he did
in the first
just start draining, take the wind out of the sails, take Hilton out of it.
Okay, I feel better now. Okay, so TJ Otzelberger, but it's J.R. Blunt and Kyle Green.
Mm-hmm.
And they are amazing. There's no doubt about it.
The three-headed monster of coaching it.
Yep. And they have a bunch. I mean, they have a bunch of other people that assistant coach and director of basketball operations. And it's a big Eric Crawford's on there. UNI used to play for UNI. The younger Pollard does all the analytical stuff, for them. It's just, I mean, they have TJ understands that he doesn't need, you know, I don't even think he likes, I don't think anybody on the coaching staff likes doing interviews, so it makes it really hard for all these people that want to interview these guys because they just don't want to do that. They want to, as soon as they're done coaching and we won or lost, they want to go right back in and start on the next game.
I was going to say, he wanted to go back and look at Oklahoma State stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's getting ready for it.
We got really lucky, and I heard a lot of this last night too. Well, if only we would have taken TJ when we took Steve Prohm. Listen, Steve Prohm had a couple of really good years. He just didn't understand.
Not his kids, right.
And as soon as he had to start doing that, he figured out, okay, maybe I'm not a Division I recruiter. Right. I can coach Division I, but maybe I'm not a Division I recruiter. You would have had a lot different things happen if TJ would have been there because kids that were in state would have stayed in state. But TJ came at the right time.
They had a two-win season. They came back and had a 22-win season.
It was broke, and he is getting ready to fix it.
So I'm not going down the what-ifs. I mean,
no.
It's here now.
No. I'm just saying.
It's here now.
You hear a lot of that. I don't like.
Well, and see, I love all this because a wonderfully fought game. Lose by 1 point. We put up a shot against Kansas, at Kansas, for Pete's sake.
Yep.
Lose the game.
Yeah.
To come back and just have, like, okay, I'm going to shake the Etch-A-Sketch, not worry about it. Tonight's tonight. Let's go out and do what we do. There wasn't a hangover on it. There wasn't a cloud. There wasn't, if we would have done this, we would have. I mean, now you're starting to hear that. Whether it's locally, whether it's nationally.
You're down 14-4.
Right. I mean, now you're hearing it nationally, locally, whatever. Okay, now's the time for the hangover game. Now they're going to have to travel, you know. But why? Why does it have to be?
No, because that does travel. What they do travels. And if you look at, because I watched some of the Kansas State-Kansas game, and then you're watching the Iowa State. Iowa State players looked refreshed and ready to go.
Yeah.
And Kansas looked like they've been through a war, and now they have to go through another war down there with K-State and ended up losing in overtime. Kansas is beat up right now because they just played two teams that are in your face. Right. And I mean, we may not shoot well in our away games, and we may do all that, but now we don't. We get layups, we get rebounds, we get offensive rebounds. I mean, it defense travels. And
I mean, I'm looking at it. We're tied. Excuse me, we shouldn't say that. The Iowa State Cyclones are tied for the top of the Big 12 standings.
Yes,
K-State, Kansas, Iowa State, all 5-1 in the conference. Iowa State is playing on Saturday against Oklahoma, who was 1-4 in the conference.
Oklahoma State, who's 1-4 in the conference, and they won 9-8 overall. And they don't like Oklahoma State, so that's a game.
And trust me, TJ's not looking past it.
Oh no, he wants to beat these guys because they beat them. They beat them last year in a game that TJ thought he should have won.
But again, I think we can get past the point of the feelings of, well, we're not supposed to win the tight ones, and but we are.
Yes, we are.
And it's so the mindset's changing. I'm looking forward to a great game against Oklahoma State because to look at everyone in here, any game is a tough game.
Big Rob energy.
Big Rob hit
a free throw.
It
might have been the biggest cheer all night. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I loving being in here. Be safe. It is not going to be nice out here for the rest of the night. Tomorrow morning, we'll be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700, The Champ.
Keep an eye out for the exit ramp part
in Des Moines. You're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700, The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Wednesday. Hump day. We are on the down low for the end of the week. It is not nice out. So don't listen and talk like I do with my hands flying up in the air. You need to have both hands on the wheel tonight getting home. We want to get Nana safely home, too. So I think she's getting ready to be out today.
Yeah. As you say, look at the radar.
It's really colorful.
Yeah, when there's light blue, blue, purple, pink, yellow, green, when all the colors of the rainbow are on your radar.
It's so cool until you're driving it. So be safe, everybody. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. Twitter is at @ScottBrower_13, at Steen on Sports, at 1700 The Champ, and at @HappyHour_SS. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Northern Iowa, Illinois State, 6:30 pregame. Once again, you don't know this, but we know this. You got to know the behind the scenes. Mr. Steve Gordon is in here doing his thing. And he's just a good dude. And really good dude. Okay. You got first read.
Duh. Holmes. Oh. Jaron Holmes was the other one.
Well, he's from Bonnie.
Yeah. And so is Assun.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I knew there was two Bonnies going last night.
Really good.
Yes. I got the first read. First read is going to be, as always,
Northwest Bank. Sucking up, T.
Commitment you can bank on. Taking care of your personal business, mortgage, agricultural, private banking, wealth management, insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earns top workplace award again for the 8th year in a row from the Des Moines Register. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease doing banking whenever you have your phone in your hand. And that's always for most of us.
Yes.
Always take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait. Open an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment you can count on. Member FDIC.
Nice job. This is the I had this one and I had it highlighted. This is what TJ said last night after the game. For me, in 20 years doing this, this is probably the most connected group I've ever been around, and they're from all over the place. and they've got them all connected.
What were we doing on the break? We were going, okay, this one's from Temple, this one's from Bonnie, this one's from Minnesota,
and he's got them all bought in.
Funny we don't talk about the portal in a negative way when we talk Iowa State basketball, do we?
No, I mean, I don't.
If you know how to use it, I don't use it.
Yeah, I don't bark about it. I love the portal. And I saw one of this really irritates me because two of my favorite people growing up were Lou Holtz and Dick Vitale. And I still love them both, but they're old and they don't get it. And Nick Saban's getting to be the same point too. Yell at me Nick Saban here in just a second, because that was funny this past weekend as well.
Yell at you.
And that's all they say. Well, the portal is going to be the ruination. And, you know, now kids don't, you know, they don't play for their school and they don't. Dude. Now, Dick Vitale didn't because he wasn't a very good coach, but he's been a great, great ambassador for NCAA basketball. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's unbelievable. Lou Holtz, you coached 7 different teams. You left teams. You didn't. I don't think he ever got fired. He just left teams. So shut up about that. I still love you, but you cannot talk about being loyal when you haven't been loyal. He's been loyal to his wife. They've been married forever.
Right.
But not to his football program. So don't be talking about the kid. I just don't. I can't take it when I hear coaches that are getting paid millions of dollars complain about their kids not having
and
the
leave
same.
For money at the drop of a hat.
Absolutely.
Now they're complaining about the kids doing the
okay,
same.
Okay, so let me skip to it just really quick.
Okay. So I can check my box off for
at
Saban.
The end of it was a college football talk. Mm-hmm. And David Pollack, who is on ESPN's group and graduated from Georgia, and great football player, college Hall of Fame player, sat with Nick Saban sitting right next to him, giving him death stare, saying, yeah, Georgia's the best program. They've overtaken you, and you're never going to catch him. And Nick Saban, and he was so mad, and he went to ESPN people and saying, I'll never come on again. And ESPN looked at him and go, then you're never coming on again because that dude is really good and we're not getting rid of him. He was so mad.
Yeah.
And once again, 72-year-old dude thinking, hey, you can't talk to me. Yeah, we can. We're tired of listening to you.
I know. Yeah. And do you think the swan song has begun then?
Yes. Cause it's so funny.
Do you think fact that they're changing the playoffs is to make sure
they need Alabama in there
right, for
to get that
exactly.
for SEC. Georgia had 5 more guys in there to transfer portal today. Alabama had 4 more guys enter the transfer portal today. So as quickly as they're bringing them in, they're leaving because they're not getting playing time. And they're like, my name, image, and likeness is based upon me playing. Or if I want to get to the NFL, I can't sit here for 3 years and not get playing
like
time.
Like you said, you can't have a 3-level depth of 5 stars
and
because those 5 star want to get paid.
Are going to want to play.
I know we're probably not done on the Iowa State topic, but
we're flowing.
That leads me to the quarterback, Jaden Rashada.
Yes, from Florida. Was going to go to Florida.
Right. Okay. I mean to read this. Has officially filed a release from the National Letter of Intent signed with the Gators last month.
Yes.
Okay. 5-star quarterback, initially committed to Miami over the summer, decommitted, and later pledged his commitment to the Gators.
Give that man his money.
Pay him his money.
Getting his money.
No, it's a $13 million deal. No. And
if you're not Arch Manning, I have no idea why you give somebody. I mean, what's he bringing in? What social media is he bringing in?
$13 million. Yeah. What? Okay. Yeah, that's why I was.
It's one of those things.
So this is one of those things that people are going to gravitate to and say, this is what's wrong with this process.
Right. But it's not the kid's fault. It's the adults in the room that's faulted. Right. That's the thing. I mean, who does that, though? What person goes? I mean, I've never even heard of him.
Okay. The deal fell apart. Reports last week that Rashad was seeking his release. Rashad's father denied those rumors, but the quarterback ultimately did seek his release. I love this. Rashad needs the NCAA's approval to be released from his scholarship. This writer, this development is bad for both parties. No crap.
Yeah. Number one, dollar amount snuck out, which
exactly.
Everybody, that's a red flag.
Oh, trust me, there's somebody that has better analytics, stats, whatever, and said, he's getting how much?
Right. And you're just like, you know, it is so difficult to watch high school football. It's even difficult to watch high school football in Iowa, which isn't the biggest hotbed recruiting, but I mean, it's okay because some teams are a lot better than other teams. And you have, you know, you have gyms that just, you don't get, we have such weird weather here. Right. You can't do stuff year round. I mean, it's not like recruiting from Florida and Georgia and Alabama where in Texas and everybody where they can play year round. They can do right. things differently. So yeah, that's, okay, $13 million.
This is a horrible segue, but I will go back into this then. Was it over the top? Was it in poor taste? Was it just plain funny when the student section threw out basically Monopoly money when
I think it's hilarious.
When Tyrese Hunter came out.
I think it's hilarious, and I don't think Texas players were ready for it. And when Texas fans are going to do that to Iowa State, I don't think it matters. I mean, that's the difference in coaching. And I don't blame this coach because this is not his – it's not his cup of tea. I mean, he's still trying to figure out who everybody is.
But everything – I know, but still they're talking that he will finish top three in the Big 12. He's a Sweet 16 team with everything because of what they have for his talent stuff.
You could see the talent last night. I mean, there was talent there. They just didn't shoot well.
We
started out really well.
Hilton.
Yeah,
Hilton and the fans did what they were supposed to do last night.
Well, it was crazy. It was loud. I mean, we had to keep turning the volume down on the TV. You know, we're trying to get the volume up so we could hear it. And right. then when they started, you know, they would go from listening to the guys who I have no idea if they were even there. You never know right. anymore if they're there or not there. And then they'd
no,
get the
because
crowd
there was crowd behind them. So yeah,
and then they'd have the crowd noise come in, and the crowd noise would come, and you're like, whoa, no. Yeah, it was. It was exciting. The fact the students were back, the whiteout. Iowa State did everything right.
So, I mean, the big one was, oh, what started it? It was Kalsher with his three, and then Grill with his three is what finally lit the fire back under the crowd. And you're yep. like, okay, we're not going to be sitting on our thumbs tonight. We're actually going to be throwing the ball up here. So, like you said, I mean, you watched him went sweet. You've got the defense doing what the defense does, and then you've got defense turned into snipers throwing balls in. It was a fun.
I'm gonna try to get
game to watch.
I'm gonna try to get my buddy Kevin to come on tomorrow. Kevin Lehman did the game, which was cool last night. So nice. Get Kevin to come in and talk. I haven't talked to him in college basketball because we were just kind of I was waiting for the season kind of to get into conference play.
Right.
He's a good dude.
Well, I will
we go way.
I'll be
way
here back. 4 to 5, and then I'll be ducking out at 5. All right, yeah. I just did.
Casey Donahue.
Didn't want to scare you.
Go well, backstage.
What?
Yeah. Are you driving him there, or what's no. going on? No,
that's crazy. I can't come within 100 feet of the bus.
Okay, you know so second biggest story. This brings back a lot of younger day stuff too. Back when I started working at Allied, I had a buddy who met Tom Abeto Marco. Tom Abeto Marco went and was a coach at Drake. And so he was doing summer camps. So I went and worked summer camps with them.
Oh, wow.
Got to know him pretty well. And one of the kids that came to the summer camp was Chris Street.
Yep.
And, you know, he, pretty highly regarded. I think he was a junior. He might have been a senior. He knew he was already going to go to Iowa. Great kid, just busted his butt. Didn't have all the, you know, skills yet, but he had that one skill of he had a motor and it never yeah, stopped.
Exactly.
Didn't talk, never, you know, just thank you, you know, just the best. Goes to Iowa. You know, he was the heart and soul of Iowa. He's still the heart and soul of the Iowa Hawkeye basketball program.
Yep, I know. Dude.
Tragedy.
I swear your notes are my notes.
I know. Tragedy that we lost him so early, but what he's done and what his family has done through Indianola, through Iowa City, through all of that, and having the ability to have all these kids. When I coached eighth grade basketball for Dowling, that, I mean, we were down in Indianola, at least we were either on the south side of Des Moines or we were on down in Indianola right. playing in his gym down there.
Yep.
He means that much.
Memorial tournament in the gym.
Yeah,
yep.
It's a special thing, you know, and tonight was supposed to be really special because you have the Iowa Northwestern game, then you get his his ESPN 30 for 30, pretty much.
You've seen all the previews for this. Yeah. Holy buckets. Yeah. It's going to be it's an hour long. It was supposed to be at 10. Now it's at 8 o'clock on Big Ten Network.
Coach K is on record as saying that I should have. He goes, I would have done anything to get that young man to come play for me. But I knew that no matter what happened, because there were turmoil in coaching throughout that time at Iowa. And he goes, I knew that he just wasn't going to come. That's where he was going to go. That's where he is. And he said that really, you know, he's going to be there for life. And you didn't know that for a different reason that he's there for life, not knowing what would have happened after his career and what he would have done. He would have been successful, I guarantee you that. But
tomorrow's the anniversary. 30 years, dude.
And that, it's crazy. So I was 27. Say that'd be about right.
So it was on. It's all over Twitter. From David Eicholt to everybody doing snippets and watch. You know, just leading into this is a must watch. It was the Jordy Bohannon where he had was gonna.
Break
his record, for consecutive free throws. He got to 34, and he deliberately missed it. And to see Jordy come over to the sidelines and talk to
mom and dad,
Christy's mom. I mean, I'm sitting in my office going, no, not in my office.
And that's, it was really funny. So on Sunday when we're watching the Wolves game and Jordy Bohannon is there, and man, we're cheering like crazy for Jordy Bohannon. Mm-hmm. It was just in that setting, you know. I didn't like some of the things that Jordy Bohannon did off the court. What he does on the court, I think it was amazing. I think leaving his shoes, amazing. I would take that all day long. I mean, I'm nowhere anywhere near that.
He tossed some barbs on social media.
When I played basketball, that's how I would have. I'd leave something in the locker room for somebody.
Yeah, you world.
But it's Jordy Bohannon's first class, and the fact that Iowa Hawkeyes it's a big deal. And if you need to watch this tonight, because he's a special kid. His parents are special, and it's really sad.
Yeah, it's I think it'll be a very heartfelt.
Yeah,
story.
I do too. It'll finally give some other people, you know, since it's been 30 years. I mean, so, you know, my sons who love sports, they're not even that, you're not even close. So, you know, it's bad enough that I have to try to teach these guys about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Russell, alone Chris Street.
And it's one of those things you remember. You remember where you were with the space shuttle disaster. Yep. You remember, and I'm like, oh man, that was. And then I went 30 years ago.
Years. I remember the space shuttle. I remember 9/11. It's really interesting that that you can.
I mean, there's
because I can't remember what I had for dinner yesterday.
Right, but there's.
But I do. I had a tasty talk.
There's those things that. But it was life.
Well, that was a special group too. They played their butts off for the rest of the season.
Yeah,
undermanned. It'll be fun. Watch that.
Must watch.
You'll really enjoy that. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott and I are very happy that you guys are in here with us today. We're live on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM. Last segment of the first hour. We'll be right back.
And who lives and breathes Iowa sports? Steen on sports. 1700 The Champ. Sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Welcome. It's Wednesday. We are more than halfway through the week, especially because most of us had Monday off to boot.
No, I had to work.
You had to work. I don't think you worked that hard.
Well, I work hard every day.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. That would be Scott. This is Steen. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, you can check us out on Twitter at 1700TheChamp, at Steen on Sports, at HappyHour_SS, and at 1700TheChamp. Facebook's at 1700TheChamp as well. This segment will be brought to you by Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2022, 2023, it's even more daunting that we could drop the 2022. I need to cross that out. I keep wanting to cross it out. I don't do it. Palmer Group was founded.
Need a pen?
To change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's model of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 300 jobs are open on the website. I looked today. There was over 300. So we're pretty safe there. At thepalmergroup.com, jobs in accounting and finance, admin, customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking, keeping both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. Thank you very much, Palmer Group. Okay, so I have an announcement. So,
dun, dun, dun.
Dun. Nana is home.
All right.
Jen goes, I got Nana home. I got Susie home. So Susie's here, but she's in a boot. She broke her foot. Man, it's almost been 2 years at work. Kind of missed a step, and yeah, it's been.
She's been in a boot for 2 years.
I think she's been in a lot of different things, and it's been a while. It probably hasn't been 2 years.
Lord,
but she's here visiting, and she came to see Nana. So we'll say how. Kind of.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what I can say.
I've said it before. Okay. These are microphones, and they are on.
They are on. She's a bad gal, man. She's fighting.
Good.
So yeah.
So now they're trying. DJ is happy. Probably DJ, on his 80th lap around the house now.
Gosh. So we get Nan home. They're just trying to figure out how to hook up some of the stuff that they brought home with them. And love you, Nana, and glad to have you back home.
No candles, Jen.
Yeah, no candles. Exactly. Okay. Let's see.
I have a question.
Okay, hit me.
I take notes as we're talking because sometimes you jump all over the place.
I do. Sorry.
Conrad Holly.
Yes. So that's where
for
we're
the
at.
Iowa State Cyclones.
Yes. It's a story.
Conrad is a sophomore. He's
yes.
a 6'5" forward. I love that.
Yep.
One, two, three, or four, five
it
now.
Is,
anyway.
It's
so a, what do you know that you need to tell me?
It is a great story. So the story kind of begins, and I'm trying to find out where he is considered, and this is what they call him.
He's from Missouri.
Meet the CEO of Iowa State Hoops. Walk-on Conrad Holly hasn't scored a single point this season for the Cyclones, but according to TJ Otzelberger, he's one of the most important men on the team. And they go ahead and go in and say that he's the one that keeps everybody up. He's the one that's the cheerleader. He's the one, I mean, he's the glue that keeps us. And he's the one that maybe he gets the opposition mad because he's the way he jumps up and down. If you saw him last night, I mean, he was all over the place. Every single team needs that. They need a Conrad. And when he gets in, the crowd goes crazy. And he told TJ, I'm not the basketball player you're looking for, but I'm the person that can make this team better. And when you say something like that to TJ, and TJ feels it, he could be at Iowa State for life and do whatever he wants to do. So, I mean, those are special stories because you see those kids on the, and the reason it always gets me is because him and Sam, Nate's best friend and roommate,
right.
Almost look identical with the beards and stuff. And so sometimes I think, oh my God, they let Sam dress tonight because he's jumping up and down.
Nice.
But, you know, he fills a lot of roles on this team. And only being a sophomore, that means at the most, he's 20.
Right.
And you're talking about some of these, Gabe Kauscher and some of these guys, you know, they're, you know, 23, 24 year old men.
Yeah. I was looking at the roster and
they look to him for leadership. And I think that's what everybody needs, because when you ask, it's really difficult to ask people to be a leader on the court and off the court, because you can't be the same person on the court. You have to, it's a whole different mentality of what you do on the court. And when you get off the court, most people that do, I mean, I was the point guard for our high school team. As soon as I got done, I didn't want to talk about basketball. I just wanted to get away and do all that. When you got done with practice, I didn't want to do it anymore. Right. We did film. I didn't want to do it. I mean, I put everything that I had in doing that. But as soon as that was done, I wanted to be done. And I wanted to be on my own thoughts. you need somebody like that that right. goes, hey, whoa, you know, you need to, you know what? You missed 4 free throws. You need to sit here and shoot 50 free throws. I'll rebound for you. That's this kid. That's what he does. And, I mean, you could, from what Cyclone Fanatic said, and I didn't read the whole article, but what the gist
the
of it
silent
was.
Silent CEO. I
anything
like
needed, he does.
Wow.
And he's walking on.
I love it.
So I think it's a great story.
I wish we could go back, because last night when Big Rob was shooting his free throws, the student section said something in the midst of him shooting his first one, and gosh, I think it was King maybe or whatever, but they were just like, whoa, no, let Big Rob shoot. Shh, you got to be quiet. And then Big Rob made his 1 point.
Yeah,
so
he is when – so that's the kind of the when they played Texas Tech was kind of the – he had been at places where Nate had been, and I got to FaceTime him. It's the first time I got to meet him. And I get – Big Rob, I get what everybody gets. He's just that kid.
Right.
And except for he's 7 foot tall, and he put his arm and it's just like, and I'm not tiny.
No, no,
and
you're
I'm
not.
About knock me to the ground.
Tiny is not the word I think of when I look at you, Gary.
Not tiny.
And but yeah, to see that picture, all these guys, they're monsters.
And then last night, of all the things that could have, I mean, Tyrese is there, and Taman guarded him most of the game, and Gabe had Carr. And Holmes did as well. What they did to Tyrese Hunter in that the rest of the game after that first 6 minutes is pretty amazing. Because no matter what you think of Tyrese Hunter, last year we don't do anything that we did last year if we didn't have Tyrese Hunter.
The kid is talented.
Oh, he's unbelievably talented. What
just
he
everybody,
do?
Here's the deal. He left the fold. Why would you even think about right. wearing something different than the Cardinal in gold?
The thing that I didn't like about it is we have a team full of people that left the fold and came into our fold. So you have to realize that could happen. But I'm telling you that, I mean, I can't say anything more about Taman Lipsey. That's playing in front of your own crowd. Crazy. I did not know that Texas played that good a defense. I mean, it was hard.
They're a good team.
Oh, gosh, are they a good team. They would break the will. That's what we do. By the time you're halfway through the second half, we've beat up a lot of people's will because we just do things that nobody else does.
Well, and the thing watching current basketball out of Ames for me is instead of that cloud, that gloom, that doom, that oh my God, somebody's got 4 fouls. Oh, now he's not gonna be able to play his game. Okay, set him down. Somebody else comes in and boom.
Yeah, they got things from all over the place.
I mean, think about it. When Jazz comes back, he's a pretty good pivotal player, you know, with everything as far as the team. It's I've heard people say, well, is it gonna tip things?
He's a bigger part of the team than people understand as well. Another great kid. And here's the thing with him. I think TJ will start him against certain teams, and I think he'll bring him off the bench against certain teams because he's another one of those guys. I think bringing him off the bench is an advantage is, I kid you not, against most teams in the Big 12, most teams in the country that don't have a Matt Eady from Purdue who's 7'2",
right.
Jazz can play all 5 positions. If your point guard was struggling and maybe he got into foul trouble, he could play point guard. If he needed to be shooting guard, he could be shooting guard. If he had to be a power forward, he could play inside. He passes the ball. He rebounds the ball. He defends. He does all that, and so it's exciting to see what can happen with him. Another feel-good. We got a minute left. DeMar Hamlin, he's been in.
I just as you were saying that, I had to think that Jazz, he is 6'8", 222.
Yep.
And he can do it all.
Do it all. And the nicest kid, and if I put Penny and him in the same picture, they start to mold into each other.
They both have that curly same, yeah, that same colored hair, and they just hang out.
DeMar Hamlin is in the Buffalo facility, kind of hanging.
Has
with the,
been ha- doing hanging his with rehab the guys. At the facility. You
yep,
betcha,
doing all that. That is where we've been to where we are now. Could have saved the NFL football season, you know, because it's people have been less owly because of what happened.
Yes, I agree with that.
I think more I'm not going to yell and scream at that team because, you know, when all this was happening, team didn't really mean anything because of that young man.
Everyone came together of the brotherhood of the game.
I agree. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. You're listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. Plenty more. Second hour. Come back in.
Here's a look at track.